SBS Radio.
Isang pagsusuring tumingin sa mathematics at science para sa mga estudyante ng Year 4 at Year 8 ang nagpakita na ang ranggo ng Australia ay bumaba sa likod ng mga bansang nagpakita naman ng magandang resulta kagaya ng Kazakhstan at Slovenia. Ang resulta ay mula sa apat na taunang Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study. Ayon kay Professor Nailini mula sa School of Mathematics ng University of Sydney, ito ay isang paksang kailangan ng mas malaking atensyon.
I call it abysmal, actually. If you look at the scores rather than the rankings, then what's happened is that Australia's basically remained level while other countries have accelerated past us. And if you look at, you know, what we want for our future society, we want growth. We want to train people who are going to be the wonderful experts of the future to develop the technology that we need, that we can't even imagine right now, to flower for Australia. And that means we need people trained in science and mathematics. And if that's not what's going to happen, then I'm afraid Australia will do worse than staying still.
Pagkatapos ng dalawang taon ng pagsubok, ang Australia ay nasa kalagitnaan ng kawalang pagkilos. Sinabi ni Professor Josie na ito ay isang problemang may maraming dimensyon na nangangailangang suriin sa maraming level at ang pagpapaunlad ng mga profesional na guro ay mahalagang bahagi.
There are issues to do with teacher training, teacher support, in terms of leadership in schools, in terms of the messages that are passing down from the top level, in terms of, for example, for prerequisites at universities.
Ika-apat na bahagi ng mga nag-aaral sa Year 4 at Year 8 ay hindi nakarating sa pamantayan ng Intermediate International Math at Science. Para sa ilang estudyante, ito ang level ng kaalaman na may tuturing na mahirap.
Math is nice, but yeah, it can be more fun.
There's loads of other subjects that are fun.
Napansin ito ng ilang gurong kagaya ni Dr. Margaret Chosen mula sa Maronite College ng Holy Family.
It's not just so much pushing and getting tutors, and what kind of tutors also is a big issue. It's allowing the kids to enjoy the subject, to delve into it, to ask the questions, to show critical thinking. And until they do that, no matter what we do, they're not going to show an interest. So we need to make maths, science exciting.
Itinagdag niya na ito ay magiging masyadong magastos, subalit mas mahalaga ang matatamong benepisyo.
It's necessary. I mean, as you see, Australia's plummeting in our where we are in the world. And I did go to a conference recently, and it was very clear Finland and a lot of the other countries that are doing exceptionally well in literacy and numeracy. It's because their government has placed a lot of money and funding into schools. I mean, we might say it costs a lot and it's too much money, but in the end, we reap the rewards. When you've got a country which is, you know, doing extremely well in literacy and numeracy, it benefits everyone.
Sinabi naman ni Ministro Simon Birmingham ng Edukasyon na ang estatistika ay isang tawag panggising.
Australia is not performing to the standard we should expect as a developed economy, as a country with high standards, providing record investments in our schools. Australia should be a world leader in terms of school education, not a world lagger. Of course, there are things that we can learn from other countries, and I want us to listen clearly to the evidence that's there.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.